Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast. All right.
All right.
Okay. You got for us today?
Yep. Got a message from 33歳 salary woman-san.
Okay.
Okay.
Salary woman-san?
Yes.
All right.
ケミンさん、ヤマちゃん、カゲちゃん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
毎日通勤の時にポッドキャストを聞いています。
うん。
最近は YouTube で新作動画を見て、3人のおかげで忙しくしています。ありがとうございます。いつも楽しいコンテンツありがとうございます。うん。ポッドキャストは最初全然聞き取れなかったのですが、ヤマちゃんの波を感じることが大事という言葉にパワーをもらって、わからないなりにもしぶとく聞き続けたところ、半年も経った今、だいたい聞き取れるようになって ました
。What?
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's
impressive.
Impressive progress.
Yeah.
先日会社でトイックを受けたところ、リスニングが100点も上がっていました。
Whoa. How many is 満点 TOEIC?
I don't know.
For listening, you don't know. I mean,
in total, that's pretty... 900, right?
Oh, 990?
Yeah, 900. So that, yeah. Then, so like 400?
Two sections? Only two sections in a...
Yeah, I guess that's a reading and listening. Right. So
like 500.
Yeah.
Nearly 500.
Oh,
wow. That's one fifth.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. 本当にケビンさん、山ちゃん、ありがとうございます。しかし、リスニングばっかりやっていたからか、リーディングはなんと100点下がってしまいました。
wow.
結果、残念ながらプラマイ100点で現状維持になってしまいました。そこでお二人にアドバイスをいただきたいです。英語の文章を気軽に読めて勉強になるもので何かいいものはありませんか？ツイッターなど SNS の英語は短すぎるし、文法もきちんとしていないので、リーディングの勉強には向いていないのかなと思いますが、そんなことはないのでしょうか？何かおすすめの英語の読み物があれば教えていただきたいです。
Mm-hmm. Huh. I don't read, so... I think this one's yours now, Chan.
Yeah, even like not short text.
Yeah, only when I have to.
Mm, okay. Okay, so I have two suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
One is you watch movies
mm-hmm.
or like any videos.
Yeah.
And you put subtitles on.
Okay.
And you read it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can hear the sound and you can read at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I guess that's a good. It's all, why is that good is you can hear the sound
yes.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only you reading those alphabets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I feel that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And also the phrases are really natural.
Right.
And the content itself is really funny.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's easier for you to keep reading.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one suggestion. And the second one is just reading a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. like novels.
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter.
Oh, it's so difficult, though.
Yeah, I know.It's a difficult.
Yeah.
It's much more difficult if you compare to movie and subtitles on Harry Potter
mm-hmm.
compared to reading Harry Potter itself.
Yeah.
The difficult vocabularies.
Yeah.
Difficult words, difficult phrases.
Yeah, so difficult.
Yeah. But I guess it's really good for your study. Every time you read one sentence...You will meet unknown newcomer word.
Right.
So you have to, you know, search on the web or search on the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to know that word. You know, so that's good for mm-hmm. your study. And I believe, you know, the construction of the phrases are
mm-hmm.
also really difficult too.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good, you know, study subject.
Mm-hmm.
About reading.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever studied, you know, for like a reading test or something like that? No.
No. But I did study at schools.
Okay.
So I, at my high school, we read like New York Times.
Oh, newspaper.
Yeah, it was like a textbook.
Okay.
That you learn English with New York Times mm-hmm. kind of textbooks.
Okay.
So I see. That real article was on the textbook and you can read it. And yeah. Or we had a novel.
Mm-hmm.
It's written in English.
Okay.
And that was distributed by the school, and we had to read whole textbook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whole novel book.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Oh.
So when I was in high school, I pretty much read those articles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not now, though.
But I feel like in terms of like reading, like it's the amount of reading consumptions that really matter,
yeah.
right? It's like you have to have the guts
yeah.
to go through all these like reading materials
yeah.
and like getting yourself used to reading English,
yeah.
right?
True.
It's all about the experience, I feel like, rather yeah. than like a hack or something.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, reading is always, you know, what is the opposite word for passive? Is that positive? Attractive? Nah.
Wait, what's
active?
Yeah.
That's an active activity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stop reading, then, you know, everything is
right.
stops.
Right.
So you have to
take action.
Yeah, it's similar as a running, you know.
Yeah.
If you stop, then everything stops. So
mm-hmm.
it's you have to need some time to get used to.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
So that's why I proposed the first one,
you know,
the movies with the subtitles. It's a passive one.
That's true. That's true. You just have to watch.
Yeah.
And but I'm sure the speed of, you know, you learning it
mm-hmm.
just slows down a little bit, but it's less pressure, right? It's less energy for you.
And you can just kind of relax.
Mm.
And
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's like you run in a running machine, you know?
Yeah. It's true.
Passive running.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it's a good exercise for you.
I'm doing that with Korean right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm listening to it. And you know how there's like, they show you where the lyric is?
The songs?
Yeah, you're playing a song and like
the
lyric automatically like changes to where it's playing. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know how much Korean I'm learning.
That's a good way.
But I just like looking at it.
Yeah. And especially when you face to the new language,
uh-huh.
it's really important you listen at the same time.
The pronunciation
and reading at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you never know if you read the text itself and you never know the pronunciation, then
true.
It's really difficult for you to get everything in your brain.
Uh-huh.
So
not to mention the flows that you talk about, right?
Yeah.
How it sounds and that.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still hoping that one day
mm-hmm.
that I'll have the experience just like you.
Yeah.
Like I go to Korea mm-hmm. for like,
and
boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Completely like fluent. Can't wait.
Yeah. It will be happening to you.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, get used to it and flow in it.
The amount of flows that I got inside me.
Okay.
In terms of Korean.
Yeah. That's crazy.
A lot, dude.
Yeah. And you are really good at imitating the Koreans, right?
Yeah.
That's really
important, right?
That's really important.
Yeah.
If you're really good at imitating it, then that's okay. Then you just catch the right vocabulary.
Yeah.
And then you speak it.
Right. Like if there's like a Korean person in the streets,
mm-hmm.
the speed that I notice their language.
Yeah.
Korean. I hear Korean. Like it's so fast.
Yeah, that's a sign.
It's a good sign, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
okay.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.